I remember reading an essay by Rav Kook on the topic of tolerance. So we should all, the theme that he writes is we should all be tolerant of other opinions if, like it's Eilevi'ele Dibbilikim Chaim, if you have machlekes between the Shaim and the Zilu, each one was tolerant of the other one's opinion. You shouldn't be tolerant of Apikursus or Avodah Zarah or something like that. So he has a very interesting comment on the Gemara on Chav Zayin on the base, when the Gemara tells the whole story, why they fired Rabbi Gamliel, that the Talmud asked Rabbi Yeshua that Tfilas Haris was Rishus HaChayva, and Rabbi Yeshua told him that it's Rishus. Then the Talmud went and he asked Rabbi Gamliel, he said it's Chayva. He said, so then the Talmud asked him, but I asked Rabbi Yeshua, so he says, I'm going to ask him in public, and we're going to be mevar the whole issue. So he asked him in public, and Rabbi Yeshua tells a lie. It sounds from the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua tells a lie. And he says, I said that it's Chayva. And then finally he confronts them, and the Talmud says, he said it's Rishus. So the whole story is very strange. Why did he tell a lie? He should have told the truth. Then the Gemara at the end tells the name of the Talmud, and that was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. What's the significance of mentioning who it was to get him in trouble? Well, once that's Lashon Hara, to say who the Talmud was. Yesterday, Rabbi Hirsch asked me, what are we learning? So I said, we're learning this Gemara. So Rabbi David Hirsch told me that in one of the Svarim on this Daf, they have the following suggestion on this Gemara. What did they have to say was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? The Gemara says in the first parak of Masechta Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was Terosam Nasai. So he's not obligated to daven the same as everybody else. He's not supposed to be mapsik. If he's learning all day and all night, he's not supposed to be mapsik so much. So Rabbi Yeshua told him, for you, it's Tefillah Sarvis is Rishus. For other people who are not Harosam Nasa, so it's a Chayva. Tefillah Sarvis Chayva. So he was telling the truth. When Rabbi Gamliel asked Rabbi Yeshua, what's your opinion? So he said, I hold Tefillah Sarvis is Chayva. So why did he tell Talmud Rishus? Because that Talmud was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So for him it's only Rishus. But Rav Kook has a different comment. Rav Kook has a comment on the Gemara. Rabbi Gamliel tells the Talmud, let's wait until Hamtein Achi Yikonsa Balei Tresim Lebeis HaMedrash. Why do you call them Balei Tresim? A tris is a shield. There's a concept of Mechamta Shel Torah. And when you wage war, you have to have weapons. So you have gun, you have a rifle, you have a all kinds of things. Hand grenade. You have all kinds of things. You also have a tris, is a shield to protect yourself from the other person's attack. So why does Rabbi Gamliel refer to the group of Talmid HaChachamim as Balei Tresim? He should refer to them as Balei Melchama. So he says, because the Talmid HaChachamim, when they have a machlekes, they're not interested in destroying the other person's shita. I just want to fight to defend my shita, that I'm entitled to my opinion. So the weapon that I use is a tris to defend my opinion. I'm not going to demolish your shita, because on the head you have your shita. That was very interesting. It's relevant in Eretz Yisrael today. They have sit-downs on the highways that are organized by certain rabbonim, and they crippled the whole country because they hold that they're the only ones entitled to an opinion. The other rabbanim are all wrong. Everybody's wrong, and they're the only ones who are right. So that's not kefi Rav Kook. Some of they don't care what Rav Kook says. Okay. The people who have the sit-downs are not chassidim of Rav Kook. But that was very interesting. Why the Gemara calls it the Loshen Balei Tresim? Let's see. We learned the Gemara yesterday. On the bottom of Chav Ches on the base, the Gemara has a brisa of the last two lines. Tana Rabbanan Shimon HaPakuli was a Tana his the Yud Ches Brachas Lefnei Rabbi Gamliel Al HaSeder B'Yavne. What does it mean Al HaSeder? So the Gemara Megillah has on the margin, they tell you where the cross references in Megillah. Gemara Megillah explains based on Psukim in Tanakh why the Seder HaBrachas has to be Obis and Gvurus and Kedushas Hashem and Chachma and Tshuva and Slicha and Geula, why everything goes in order. So that's what it means Allah Seder. Is the Seder Miyakev? So that's an interesting Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. So the Gemara says that if a person made a mistake and the Gimel Rishonis and Gimel Achronis, that's treated like one unit. They have to go back to the beginning of the whole unit, to the beginning of the Gimel Rishonis, or to the beginning of the Gimel Achronis. Or if a new chazan takes over, let's say the old chazan is nishtatek, the Mishnah Berurah says it happens usually Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because there's so many piyutim, so the chazan loses his voice. And usually happens before he gets to Hamelech HaKadosh. Because Hamelech HaKadosh, by the time he gets to Hamelech HaKadosh, he already said all the piyutim. So he strains his voice so much, he loses his voice, so someone else has to take over. So when the new chazan takes over, he has to start from the very beginning of the whole Chazar Sashatz all over again. He doesn't have to repeat all the piyutim that we yotze. The Mishnah Berurah just quotes, he should say, Zecheinu L'chaim Micham Oicha, because even though those are also piyutim, and he already said it the first time, the first chazan said it, but that's a blend in, that's as if it's part of the Nusach HaDashman Esrei, so the new chazan should say that. Or if the chazan faints, they can't continue in the Gimel Achronis, so you have to go back to Ritzei, to the beginning of the Gimel Achronis. But the Emtsoyos, the Gemara says Ein Lahem Seder. So what does mean Ein Lahem Seder? So it's Machlaik Yisrashi and Tosus. So Tosus says Ein Lahem Seder, Yesh Lahem Seder. It says Hiskin, it says Shimon HaPakuli, his dear Yutches Brochus, Allah Seder. You have to say Allah Seder. If you say Shalom Allah Seder, you're not Yotzei. So the Tosus says, Brochus HaMtzois Ein Lahem Seder means it. I don't treat it like one unit. That if he made a mistake in the same Brocha, instead of saying Saint Talamot, instead of Saint Brocha, you don't say it has to go back to Atachainen, to the very beginning. You only have to go back to Baruch Aleinu, to the beginning of that Brocha where he made a mistake. That's what Tosfos says. But Tosfos says, let's say the Chazan is supposed to say Aneinu Bein Goyel Aroifei HaBrocha B'fnei Atzman. The Chazan forgot. So now the Chazan is after Shir B'Shavteinu K'bar Rishayna. So can he just insert Aneinu over there as a bracha b'fnei atzma? So he says, no. Bracha is hamtzoyis. Yesh lahem seder. Ein lahem seder means you have to go back to the very beginning. So the din is Aneinu is not miyakev. So if the chazan didn't say Aneinu, so you're not choizah. Whenever you're not choizah for something, you're not choizah for Aneinu, and you're not choizah for Al Anisim, and you're not choizah for Yalav Yovai by Meir of Abrash Chodesh, whatever you're not choizah for, not only are you not chayza the entire Shemana Esrei, you're not even chayza one brach. So if the chazan, let's say, he's supposed to say Aneinu Min Goyel HaRoifei, he already said before Enu, and he finished with Enu, Roifei Chal Am Yisrael. So we're going to tell him, you should be chayza, have to say Aneinu HaBracha B'fnei Atzma, and then repeat before Enu, you're not chayza, you're not only you're not chayza the whole Shemana Esrei, you're not even chayza one brach. That's the Shitas Balei HaTosfos. We'll see in a minute the Tosfos in our pair. That's the Tosfos in Megillah. And Rashi learns the Gemara literally. Brachas emtsois ein lahem seder. The seder is not miyakev. So if the chazan forgot to say aneinu ben goyel haroifei, he reminds himself after baruch aleinu, after rufeinu, after baruch aleinu, after v'lam al shinim, he can insert it over there as a brach v'tei atzma. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. It says ala seder. So Rashi apparently holds ala seder is l'chatchila, it has a seder, but the seder is not miyakev b'diyev. Tosfos holds that the seder is miyakev b'diyev. Yet Tosfos has a machlokes at the end of the perek. At the end of the perek on Daf Lamed on the base, there's a Tosfos mistavra. So the Ri had a son, Rabbeinu Ochanan, who was killed by Kiddush Hashem. There were always pogroms. In days of the Balei HaTosfos, Rabbeinu Thomas almost killed on Shavuos by the Crusaders. A lot of them lost their lives. A lot of the Balei HaTosfos lost their lives. There were Balei HaTosfos in England, who many of them were killed. So the Ri and the Rabbeinu Chanan, his son, had a machlokes. So the Rabbeinu Chanan pointed out that there is a Gemara later in Brochus that if a person forgot Ritzei and Birchas Hamazon or Yalav Yavoi, Tosfos quotes it Lekamon Daf Mem Tesemanal. The Tosfos I'm reading is Laman Amid Beis Divam Maschel Mistavra. So the quote, 15 lines into the Tosfos, they refer to Gemara, the Kamon, Mem Tesa Men Aleph, and Shloshe Shachlu, about benching. Person forgot to say, Ritzei, Yalav Yavo, so if he didn't start the Bracha, Tov HaMeitav yet, he's in between, what's the Bracha? Bo'inu Rachma B'Yushalayim Amen, and on Tov HaMeitav, so he's in between the Bracha, where he should have said, Ritzei, Yalav Yavo, and the next bracha, so he inserts a bracha there. Baruch atah Hashem lakam shenasin shem vasis tzav Lios v'lebris parchat Hashem mikadesh ha-shabbos. Then a Rosh Chodesh also. The Gemara has the whole Nusach, and some of the Siddurim have the Nusach printed. So the Rabbein Al-Khana came up with a Chiddush, that if a person forgot to say in Shmona Esrei, he forgot to say Yala v'yavai on Rosh Chodesh, around Chol HaMoed, whatever, doesn't make a difference. And he finished the bracha b'sachzen nem shiluch tisyan. Amach zeh shchina also tisyan, and he didn't start moedim yet. So the same is by benching. Whenever you're supposed to insert a haskara, a paragraph in the middle of a bracha, and you forgot to mention it in the middle of the bracha, so if you say it in between that bracha and the next bracha, is also good. So you say yala v'yavai there. By the birchas hamazon and the chachamim instituted a whole nusach habrocha sabrocha to Hashem lakein malach oelam shenos on shabbosis liso the osu the bris the menucha and so on. By Shmona Esrei they didn't compose a new nusach habrocha, so he say yalav yaba in between hamach zeh shchinos on tzion and moedim, and the Reed disagreed with the Rabbein Elchanan. And the argument that the Tosfos presents, the Ri against his son, the Rabbein Elchanan, was that by Birchas Hamazon, when you finish B'nei Berachma B'Yerushalayim Amen, you completed the Birchas Hamazon Deraisa, and Atov Ameitav is Lav Deraisa. What do you mean is Lav Deraisa? So the Mefarshim say it's Lav Deraisa means not only is it not part of the benching, but Atov, it's not even part of the benching of the Rabbanan. You really finished the whole Birchas Hamazon. Atav Ameitav is a bracha that's recited after the conclusion of the Birchas Hamazon. So therefore, strictly speaking, there really isn't the din of Hefsik. When Chacham Avadya passed away, so his one of his granddaughter's husband, the one who's now Rabbi Dweck, the one who's in London, so he delivered a long hespitz. He was telling all the different stories about his wife's grandfather. So one of the stories was about benching, that he very often he would be by Chacham Avadya, and he said he would recite Birchas Hamazon. Then when he got till the B'nei Berachma B'Shalayim Amein, so he would start walking around the house. He wouldn't sit for the Baruch HaTov Amein. I don't know why it was necessary to tell that story for Rabbim, but that's what he thought. That the Chiddush was, that's what the Poskim said. HaTov Amein was not even considered part of the Berachas HaMozim and the Rabbanon. It's a Baruch HaBeis HaLevi has like that also in the Sefer HaChumash, in between Bereishis and Shmos. There's one page where he has four paragraphs. Each paragraph has a separate, unrelated chiddush, and one of the chiddushim is, he shows from the Shulchan Aruch that Atav Ameitav is not part of the benching, even with the Rabban. So the Ri says, so the, strictly speaking, there's no problem of Hefsek. If you say a Haskoras, Kedushas Hayam, you say, you speak about Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos over there. But in the Shmona Esrei, you're going to say Yalav Yofa after Hamach Zeshchenos Olitzim before Moedim, you're in the middle of the Shmona Esrei. In the middle of the Tefillah Shmona Esrei, so it's a hefsek. The Chachamim were not misaken it to be recited there. That's the Taina that Tosfos quotes. The Ri has a Taina against the Rabbein Elchanan. Then other Rishonim in Shulchan Aruch, the Bi'ur Agra quotes, I think, from the Rav Yoh. Other Rishonim had a different Taina that in the Birchas Hamazon, the Haskaras would say or Yalav Yavai Shabbos or Yontif or Rosh Chodesh, whatever happens to be, is in the middle of a bracha. It's in the middle of Rachim No. If you forgot to say middle of Rachim No, you finished B'nei Rachma B'Shalayim Amen, you didn't start Atov Ameitiv. So the Chachamim composed the Nusach HaBracha, Baruch Ato Hashem Alkeinu Shenosun Shabbosos L'Yisrael, Shenosun Rosh HaChodoshim L'Yisrael, and so on. So you're mentioning Shabbos, Yontav, Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh in the middle of a bracha, because they composed the new Nusach HaBracha there. But in the middle of the Shmona Esrei, you were supposed to have mentioned, let's say, Aneinu. The Yochid is supposed to say Aneinu in the middle of Shemei Tefillah. So he forgot, and he finishes Baruch Ata Hashem Shemei Tefillah, and he didn't start with Say yet. So the Rabbein Elchanan says, no problem, say Aneinu over there. So what do you mean, say Aneinu over there? Aneinu was instituted as in the middle of a context of a bracha. You're going to say it in between Shemei Tefillah and Ritzei, it's not going to be in the middle of a bracha. You're going to say Yalav Yavai after Hamach Zeh Shchinos HaLitzim before Moedim. Yalav Yavai was instituted by the Chachamim to be recited in the middle of the bracha of Avaida. That's the bracha of Ritzei. that the tefillah should be accepted as if we brought a carbon. Mitzvah. Tefillah should be accepted as if we brought a carbon. So you're going to say, Yalav Yavai, not in the middle of the bracha. So, Zed lo tikno chachamim. That's not what you're not yotze with that. The chachamim, when misakin, you should mention, Baruch Hashem, yom yom, b'chol yom yom, tein meim, b'chol yisav shalem, haskaras, mein amoyra, should be in the middle of a bracha. Here it's not going to be in the middle of a bracha. So these were the two tainas against Rabbein Al-Khanan. The Ri had the taina, the way Tosis presents it, that in benching, it's not a hefsik to mention the Kedusha Sayyim after Bainei V'rachma of Yushalayim Amein, Mifil HaTayv Ametiv, because he really finished the whole benching, and HaTayv Ametiv is not part of the benching even with the Rabbanim. So there's no issue of hefsik. You really finished with the benching. Masheini Kenish Manesu, it is an issue of hefsik. Now Rabbi Yoha had the other taina. The Bir Agro quotes that other taina. Bir Agro holds like the Ri against the Rabbein Ochan. So this was the machloika. So then there is a Ruah quote, the last line in Tesis. Mihu Aimer Ri, the Ras Rabbein Atam, Echta Loka Raglov. So the Ruah tells the story that they were once davening in Paris. They didn't live in Paris. Once in a while they traveled to Paris because there was a kenis of Rabbanim. Whenever there was a conference of Rabbanim, so it used to be in a big city. They lived in small cities. So once on Rosh Chodesh, they were davening in Paris, and Neri was the nephew of Rabbi Natan. He was davening next to Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan forgot the Yalav Yavai, and then he said, Hamachzer Shechinosa Datzion. And before he started Maidim, he said, Yalav Yavai over there. He said he did exactly what the Rabbi Nachana said is acceptable. So from that time on, the Ri didn't argue with his son anymore because he saw that his uncle, Rabbi Natan, followed that sheet. That's not what Tosfos quotes. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rabbi Nachan because the Rabbi Natan did like the Rabbi Nachan, and the Ri gave in. Miwai Miri, the Ros Rabbi Natan, but Tosfos quotes a different thing. The Bir Agro paskens like the Ri before the Ri backed down. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rabbi Natan and the Rabbi Nachan. Tosfos quotes it differently. Mihu Aimer Ri, the Ro Rabbein Atam, the Hecha de la Oka Raglov, Chosa Liritzei, Afilu Bidvorim Sheim Achzirim Kegon Al Anisim. The Gemara says in Perek Bamem Adlikin, the Gemara has the whole sugya of Chanukah. So the Gemara says that the Chachamim Bokaveya, the Yontav of Chanukah, Lahalal Vahidor, so they have to say Al Anisim in the Shmone Esrei. The Gemara says in the Birchos HaMozim that whenever Mechayiv to say V'yal Anisim, it's only a minik. You're allowed to say it. It's not a hepsik, but they're never mechayiv, because you're not mechayiv to have a suda. But you have to daven three, four times a day. Shabbos, you have to daven Musaf also. You have to say V'yal Anisim three times a day, and on Shabbos, you have to say four times a day. Even though Chanukah is not mechayiv in Musaf, but Yom Hu should chayiv David Tfilah, so on Shabbos, you have to say V'yal Anisim even a Musaf. But since there's no chayiv to have a suda at all, you're not allowed to fast on Chanukah, but you know, if to have a student, to have Birchas HaMazon, to have Daf Kippas, so only whenever Mechayev to say V'yal Anisim in the Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara just says that it's not a hepsik, it's a minig, but it's not a hepsik. So what did he say? So the Gemara says that if one forgot V'yal Anisim in the Shmones, one forgot Anenu, and Tainis Sibos, Anatainis, so it's, you don't have to repeat the Shmones. So what was the Maisa with Rabbi Natan? Hechadala Oka Raglov, Chozal Ritzei, Afil bedvarim sheim achzirim kegon al anisim, v'chein ama debar. That's the meaning. This is a different issue. This is the other issue that the Tosfos and Megillah had the machlokes with Rashi. Rashi said that brachas am tzoisein lahem seder. So the Chazan, the Chazor Sashatz, is supposed to say aneinu ben goyel reife. What if he forgot all about it and he finished reife chel am yisrael? So he finished baruch aleinu. He finished a couple of brachas. Then he realizes he forgot to say aneinu. The Rashi says, I remember Machm Sheniska, say wherever you remember. Because Emtsoyis Ein Lahem Seder. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. It's not true. Ein Lahem Seder means you don't have to go back to Atachainen. You have to go back to the beginning, but you have to go back to the place where you made the mistake. So since the Chazan is saying, Ben Goyel L'Rofi has to say Anein, then he's going to have to repeat it again, Rofi Chel Am Yisrael. So that's the Tosfos says, that's the din. Ein Machzirim for Anein, Ein Machzirim for Alanis. Ein Machzirim doesn't only mean you don't repeat the Oshmane Esri. You don't even repeat one bracha. So this Tosfos quotes the Rabbi Natan differently. I don't think that's the way it says in the Arizona. This Tosfos quotes the Rabbi Natan. Whenever there's something that ain't machzirim oisai, So it's only Emach Zin, you don't have to repeat the whole Shemana Esrei, but you do repeat the Bracha too, or five or six, in order to say the Haskara. I don't know if that's Amad Abar. Today the Minhag Olam is like that. The Minhag Olam is like the other Rabbeinu Tam, that the Sefer Yosher, that the Or Zarua quotes, like the Rabbeinu Chanan said, that if one forgot Al-Anisim, one forgot what the Rabbeinu Chanan said about Yalav Yavai, one forgot Yalav Yavai, and then he finished the Bracha, Hamachsel Shchinosa, the Tzin, and he didn't stop Moedim yet, so he say Yalav Yavai there. Shailas, would the Rabbeinu Chanan say it by the Saint Talamotar? Also, he'll say, let's say in the winter time, you have to say the Saint Talamotar. He said the same bracha. So then he finishes Baruch Ata Hashem Mevarech Hashanim. Then he realizes it's winter; it's snow outside. So he said the Saint Talamotar Baruch Al Pnei Adom. So the Rabbeinu Chanan said the same thing. It's not necessarily the same. There's room. It's a machlekes achrayim. So there's room to dingzach and say Rabbeinu Chanan only said it. Yalav Yava is a complete paragraph. It stands on its own. Except the Chacham or Misakan, that you should insert it in the middle of the Bracha of Avodah. Middle of the Bracha would say, that's the Bracha of Avodah. So if you, by mistake, if you got to say before Hamachzah Shchinosa Letzion, so as long as you say it before you stop Maidim, is also good. That's the correct Mokum. But the Saint Talmudar is an integral part, that's part of the sentence of the Bracha. So you left out the Ikar Chasim HaNasev, you left out the crucial line in the Bracha. So that the Rabbeinu Chanan never said that you can insert that in between that bracha and the next bracha. Same, the same talamata of the bracha as above, the same talamata is part of his sentence. That's the pashtus is v'al anisim ala purka, and the Mishnah Berurah says you should say with avav v'al anisim. Why avav v'al anisim? Because both in the benching and in the Shemana Esrei, we say moedim anachnu locha nisach shebchoy v'man and niflasehu tevesach shebchoy leisar v'baikev v'tzoroyim v'al anisim ala purka v'al agurus. It's a continuation of the same sentence. It's part of the same sentence. So that's also questionable, whether the Rabbeinu Elchanan would have ever said it with respect to the Al-Anisim. Tosis quotes as if the Rabbeinu Elchanan said it Al-Anisim, and this Rabbeinu Tam has to do, it's unrelated. This Machlokes Dari with Rabbeinu Elchanan is unrelated to the story with the Rabbeinu Tam, the way Tosis quotes. The way it says in Or Zarua, it is the same. The Or Zarua, I don't think, quotes that story. That you forget Al-Anisim, that you can you go back to Ritzei. I don't think it says that. The Tosis is Megumgum here. Yeah. Usually the Gemara has in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah a Machlekes HaTanoim. Tosis over here on Chof Tes on the Beis, the Ramaschot To'o. Tosis quotes, says Rosh Hashanah in parenthesis, it says Perek Dalet, Daf Lamed Dalet on the Beis. So one Tana is of the opinion, Kishem Shemot Yashen Abaki, Kach Mot Yashabaki, the Chazan can be Moitse, even the Baki. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's not so. The Chazan can only, they instituted Chazoros HaShatz, to be moitzi the ain baki. Whoever is baki has to daven on his own. It's not yotzi b'tachazor sashatz. On Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, how are they supposed to know? Malchus Chana Shoifer is by heart. It's once a year, twice a year, 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Okay, once or twice a year. And you have to have such a long nusach tem psukim from Malchus Chana Shoifer. So the Balamor said, when he was growing up, we mentioned yesterday, they never davened tefillah b'lachash. They never said the 9 brachas. They said only 7 brachas. And that was the chazan's job, that he, you can say 7 brachas from Musaf, and that's the chazan's job. They had to know how to say malchus, achranus, and shofers. So the Gemara says that on Rosh Hashanah, for malchus, achranus, shofers, everybody's considered in Ein Abaki, so you can be yotzei with the chazaras hashas. So that's what Tosis quotes over here also, that what if the person davened Shemana Esrei on Rosh Chodesh? Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, Shvat. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh. So let's say that person davened Shemana Esrei, and he forgot Yalav Yavai. So he's an Ein Abaki. He forgot Vahara, he forgot Yalav Yavai. So then that's what Tosis quotes when the Halachas Gedolos. But Halachas Gedolos pierced the beginning of the Tosis. That when the Gemara says you forgot to say Yalav Yavai, you have to Chayzal Avod, you have to go back to Ritzei. And if you didn't go back to Ritzei, you finished Tol Shemana Esrei, you have to go back. the whole Shmoneh Esrei over again, unless it's Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh. That's the last Gemara on Laman Amidei, the last Gemara in the Perek. So that's only if you're davening B'Yechidus. But if you're davening B'Tzibur, you can rely on the Chazaras HaShatz. The Shliach Tzibur is gonna say the whole Chazaras HaShatz, and he's going to say the Yalav Yavah, so you can rely. I mean, just like on Rosh Hashanah, treat everybody as an Ein HaBokeh. How would he expect the people to know all the Ten Psukim from Malchus Ranu Shofers? So to one Rosh Chodesh, if a person forgot Yalav Yavah, so for this tefillah today, he's an Ein HaBokeh, Baharai, he davened the whole Shmoneh Esrei, and he forgot the Yalav Yavah. What does the Gemara say? Loshin Kshem Shemotzi Hashem Abaki Kach Motzi as Abaki. So the Gemara says no. La Bata Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said that statement. Ela Amshe Basada is Mishum Tanisi or Treaty. The people who live on the farms, and it's too difficult for them to come to shul. So then Shliach Tzibur is Motzi the Tzibur, even those who didn't show up in shul. That's what it means. That's where the Shilti Gibarim on the side of the Rif points out that just like there's a Korban Yochid and there's a Korban Tzibur, the Korbanos Tzibur are offered in the Beis HaMikdash on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, there's Midim U'Masofim, so even the people who live thousands of miles away, they live in New Zealand, and they're nowhere near Eretz Yisrael, they yotze with the Korbanos Tzibur. So too, when the Chazan recites Chazoros HaShatz and Shul, he's Moitzi all the people. You have to have 9 people in shul to get the chazan to answer amen, otherwise you don't have a chazaras hashatz. But once you have a chazaras hashatz, so it's a little bit along the lines, not 100%, a little bit along the lines of karbanas tzibah nebeis amigdash. Karbanas tzibah nebeis amigdash, all the people all over the world are yotze. Here, I don't think if there's a chazaras hashatz in Chicago, so I'm yotze over here. I don't think so. I think in every city, in every village, in every community, if you have a Chazaras HaShatz, so the people who are anusim, am shebasadis, the farmers, they can't have to work all day and all night, they have to work on the farm. Anusim, intrudim, so they can't, it's too difficult for them to go to shul, so the yotze with the Chazaras HaShatz, the tefillahs, just like a korban tzibur, the whole tzibur is yotze, even though they're not in the Beis HaMikdash, so the tefillahs HaTzibur, the Chazaras HaShatz, the tefillahs HaTzibur, all the people who are mishtayech to that tzibur, all the people who live in that city, mistame, people who live in that city, are yotze with the Chazaras HaShatz. The Mishnah Lamed Amud Aleph has 2 versions. Rav Blazer ben Azariah said something about Musaf. So the 2 versions of what he said, Rav Blazer ben Azariah, Omer, Ein tefillahs HaMusaf Me'ela B'Chevarir. You cannot daven, so the first version is you cannot daven Musaf b'yichidus. No such thing as Musaf b'yichidus, only b'tzibur. Because Musaf is connected Korbanos Tzibur. And Korbanos Tzibur, you have to have a Tzibur. Chamarim, not true, b'chavir, v'shloi b'chavir. You have to daven, you can daven Musaf even b'yichidus as well. That's how he passed. Now Rabbi Yehuda, I'm in Mishma. Rabbi Yehuda has a different version of what Rabbi Lozim and Azari said. Kamokam sheshim b'chavir, yochid potter mitfilos ha-musaf. That's a totally different version. The first version, Tanakama's version, the Gemara asked, isn't Rabbi Yehuda the same as Tanakama? The Gemara says, no, totally different. Rabbi Yehuda had the Tanakama, the Gemara says, no, you can be not, Yachid, Shaloi, Bechever, here. Tanakama holds, Tanakama's version of Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah is that you can only daven Musaf with Tzibur, because Musaf is connected Korban Tzibur, and Korban Tzibur has to have a Tzibur. So the Tzibur of Korban Tzibur is Machzah Shekel money. You can't have Korban Tzibur without Machzah Shekel money. That was one of the issues in the late 1800s, middle 1800s. Rabbi Akiva Eiger lived in Germany, and one of his Talmidim, wrote this whole open letter to Rothschild, that maybe he should put up money, they should build a Beis HaMikdash, and Eretz Yisrael, and Makom HaMikdash, and he should start bringing karbanos. And he writes in his letter, he thinks he solved all the issues. So the later, all the poskim write, he didn't solve all the issues. That's the first 2 tshuvas in the Binyan Sion are about that he didn't solve all the problems in there. Rabbi Pesach Frank has a whole long section in the tshuvas at Chelik Yerideya, which they printed later with Hosafos as a whole separate sefer about this possibility. So one of the issues that they brought up was there's so many Reform Jews, so many non-observant Jews, they're not going to give money for the Machzah Shekel. So you're going to have less than 50% of the world Jewish community is going to chip in for the Machzah Shekel money. So that's called a Korban Tzipor. If less than 50% are giving money to support the cause, how can that be? That's a question. It's a question on the question, because in the beginning of the Baisheni period, it says in Ksuvim, it says in Ezra Nehemiah, it says that they gave Darkonis Shel Zohav. Instead of giving Machzah Shekel, they gave gigantic Darkonis Shel Zohav. Why did they give so much? Each person gave so much money. All you have to give is Machzah Shekel. So the Rambam has an interpretation, and the Raivid disagrees with the whole thing. He thinks it doesn't make sense. So the Rambam in Hilchos Shkolim says that you have to give a minimum of Machzah Shekel, but if, let's say in America, the dollar is the main bill. So you have nickels, pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, half dollars. Everything is based on a dollar. Then you have $2, $100, $1,000, $1,000,000. The dollar is the unit of money in America. You don't have any other unit. In Russia, it's probably a ruble. I don't know. In Eretz Yisrael, it's the shekel. I don't know. In England, it's a pound. Whatever. Every country has its own. Has its own. So the Rambam claims that in the Mishnah it says, there's a Tesis in Kiddushin also has like this Rambam, that if the Machzah Shekel is less than half of the Matbeah HaYotze Bosa Medina, then you're mechuyev to give a Machzah of the Matbeah HaYotze Bosa Medina. So in the days of the Baisheni, the Matbeah HaYotze in Eretz Yisrael was such a big, expensive Matbeah that everybody had to give a Machzah of that, so that turned out to be Darkonis Shel Zohav. That's what the Rambam says. They had to give Darkonis Shel Zohav. So the Ravid says, what is he talking about? The people were so poor. How can it be that the Matbeah HaYotze Bosa Medina was a $1 million bill? They were poor. They were penniless. So in Svara, it's not logical. So the Rabbi disagrees. He said there is no such thing. The Chochmas Sodom talks about this. The Chochmas Sodom extends it. He has this Taisa and Kedusha. The Rambam only says it by Machzah HaShekel. The Chochmas Sodom extends it to Pidyon HaBet. So he says you have to give 5 sloim. But if $5 in America is more than 5 sloim, then you have to give $5, because the Matbeah HaYotze Bosa Medina is a dollar. So the Chochmas Sodom makes a whole calculation that really he lived under the Russians, I think, that really 5 rubles is more, way more than 5 sloim. But since the ruble is Matbeah HaYotze Bosa Medina, so you have to give 5 rubles. He took the Rambam by Machzah Shekel and he applies it to Pidyon HaBen. And there's a thesis in the first Perek Kedushin, it has like that, that by Pidyon HaBen. The Rambam interprets it in Mishnah Shkol. So the Rabbi says the whole din is not non-existent. And he says it doesn't make sense historically. How can it be the Matbeah HaYotze Bosa Medina and Eretz Yisrael was such a gigantic coin? They were poor people. So he says a different reason. So the Rabbi says that the Korban Tzipor have to be purchased with Machzah Shekel money. And you have to start the fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash begins from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So you have to start Becha B'yodah Mashbim on Hashkol, starting from a month before, Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag. You have to start being Sholem Doshim Hilchus L'Chag. So the Gemara says that the Gemara Megillah in the first parak said that that din is not Lav Davke Hilchus L'Chag, any mitzvah that doesn't apply all the time. Machzah Shekel, the mitzvah begins from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. You have to buy the new Korban Tzipor with the new Machzah Shekel money. If you don't have, you can buy the Korban Tzipor from the old Machzah Shekel money if you have left over. But if you don't have Machzah Shekel money, someone's just going to donate. The guy's going to give $10 million. They're going to hang up a plaque in the Beis HaMikdash. All the Korbanos this year were paid for by this and this family. So you're not Yotze. The Gemara says there was a period of time during the Parisheni that the Beis HaMikdash was run by the Tzedukim, and they permitted that. The wealthy people would donate, and the Gemara says that it was Keneged Adin, they weren't Yotze. And that was one of the Yomim Tovim and Megillah Steinis one. It was Itoikim Temida, when the Korban Tamid was established properly, that you're only bringing Korban Tamid with Machzah Shekel money. So the Ravid says they had to collect Machzah Shekel money. And there were millions of Jews who lived in Bavel who didn't come back to Eretz Yisrael. Just 44,000 were changed. Came back to Eretz Yisrael, hardly anybody, way less than 50%. You can't rely on anybody from Bavel giving Machzan Shekel money. The money is not going to reach Eretz Yisrael. They're not going to give. It's not going to arrive. It's going to get lost. So, and you have to bring the Korban Sibur for Machzan Shekel money. So you have to calculate every year, even Shana Ketikunim, even when you don't have Ruba, the Jews, 95% of the Jews living in Bavel. Even if all the Jews live in Eretz Yisrael, you have to figure out how many people are going to pay on time. There are three times in the year, Befrois HaPesach, Befrois HaTzeres, and Befrois HaChag, 2 weeks before Pesach is Rosh Chodesh Nissan, 2 weeks, Befrois means half a month, 2 weeks before Shavuos, and 2 weeks before Sukkot, they would take the new Machta Shekel money, Tarmim Misadishka. So the first time the Tarmim Misadishka is Erev Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So how many people are going to give the Machta Shekel on time? So you have to have enough money to buy. It doesn't help that they're going to give it by the end of the year. It doesn't help he's going to pay in another 10 years. He's going to pay up his debts. We need the money now before Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So the rabbi says, you always have to calculate to establish how much the Machta Shekel is going to be. First, you have to calculate how many months are there going to be in the coming year. They're going to be 12 months or 13 months. If it's 13 months, you're going to need more money. Then you have to calculate how much will the cost of animals be. The cost of animals may go up, may go down, far a chance, but you're usually going up. Prices are going up, they're not going down. And then you have to figure out how many people you think are going to participate in the collection. And when are they going to pay? Are they going to pay up the money on time or not? So the rabbi says they had to take their konishal zav, they had to charge everybody 25 times as much as machza shekel. The din is ha'oshel ha'yarba v'adal yam, and no one's allowed to give more than anybody else. Everybody gives the same. But there is no din, you can't give more than machza shekel. Usually everybody had to give way more than machza shekel. And in no 2 years was it the same. Let's say a person becomes a bal tshuva at the age of 82. He finally becomes a Baal Teshuva and he hasn't given Machza Shekel in the last 60 years since his Bar Mitzvah, whatever. So he has to give all the old, there's a Pushkin in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shoifers, but the big Pushkin, so the Pushkin that says Takna Natikin, old Shkolim that he never gave. So he has to look in the New York Times, how much was Machza Shekel when I was Bar Mitzvah? Machlok is when you start giving Machza Shekel at the age of Bar Mitzvah, at the age of 20. So he has to give when he was 13, when he was 14, when he was 15, every year he hasn't given Machza Shekel. He has to give now. And every year it's going to be a different amount because every year the Bezin establishes how much Machzah Shekel should be this year. Our meaning that we give $1.50 Zechel Machzah Shekel on Tainus Esther, that's based on the Rambam, that the Matbeh HaYos Medina plays a role. So you give half a dollar as a Machzah Shekel on the assumption half a dollar is more than a half of a shekel. And you give three times half a dollar because it says three times the word shekel. By the Machtes HaShekel. So the Ravid sounds like he says that the reason why they had to give Darkon Shalzov so much money for the Machtes HaShekel because he couldn't rely on anybody in Bavel. They were just not going to participate. So it sounds like even though way less than 50% of the world's Jewish population is giving Machtes HaShekel money, sounds like it's still good. Not like that tiny. But this was one of the tainas that they have. How can you say you're going to bring Karbonis Tzibur and Karbonis Tzibur Adoicha Akarev even Betume?
Is the taina we should build a bayit, or that we should just build a mizbeach?
Yeah, the bayis is not me'akev. All you have to do is build the mizbeach. Yeah. It's all on the assumption that kitshalos ilove. The Ramahos and the Makam HaMikdash is kitshalos ilove. All like the Ravid. That the Malkam HaMikdash lost its Kedushas and there's nothing to discuss. You have to be Mekadosh all over again. So that's not so easy.
Within this prat, the Shkalim, if we're not building a bayit, we're only building a Mizbeach, the Rambam also says that you don't need a bayit for Shkalim. Shkalim are only know it is not a bayit. The bayit is part of it, you're building a Mizbeach. You don't need holding of Shkalim, doesn't apply.
What do you mean, doesn't apply?
I don't know.
No. There's no mitzvah to collect machzah shekel if it's not going to lead up to Akrovus Karbonis. But if you're going to build a mizbeach and you think that you have everything worked out, you can be marked with the Karbonis Tzibur, then it's only called Karbonis Tzibur. Timi v'mistofim has to be paid for by machzah shekel yikuv. It's not paid for machzah shekel. It's not a Karbon Tzibur.
There's no deal
to be in that. No. It means bizman shein akriven Karbonis. There's no independent mitzvah of machzah shekel. It's only if it's going to lead up to bringing of the karbanos.
The rabbi meant a practical thing that the people in Babylon wouldn't give. He didn't mean a halakhic Tiber is only people in Eretz Yisrael.
That is a possibility. The Rambam, I think, writes explicitly that all the Jews all over the world, Bein Boris, Bein Bechutz, L'Aretz HaMechuyev, to give Maktza Shekel. But there is room to argue that since it's an Indian of Korban Tzibur, so the Ikat Tziruf of the Tzibur only applies to those who live in Eretz Yisrael. Like there's a Tosis in the beginning of Psochim, where Tosis asks, how come Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira didn't go to be Makar of Korban Pesach? The Gemara said that there was a non-Jew, he was bragging to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira that he fools all the rabbis on Erev Pesach, that the Torah says, Kol ben Echol Yochabot, a non-Jew is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. And every year I go to Yerushalayim and I always eat Korban Pesach and they don't realize it. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira said, no, they probably do know. Did they ever give you the alya, the fatty tail? So he says, no. So he says, because they know that you're not Jewish. You ask for the fatty tail, they're not going to give you because they know that you're a goy. So the next day at Pesach, he went to Yerushalayim. And he said he wants to participate. He wants the fatty tail. He said, what are you talking about? The fatty tail is burnt on the Mizbech. He said, no. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira told me to ask for the fatty tail. So he said, what? What are you, crazy? So they checked out, and they found out that he was a goy, and they killed him. That's what he said, why they killed him. It's a question, why they kill him? What is he chayim me so far? So the Tosis asked the question over there. So they sent a letter to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, wow, you're a good policeman. You live so far away from Yerushalayim, and mitzudos chaprusal Yerushalayim. You set a trap in Yerushalayim for this guy who was fooling all the rabbis all the time in the year. So the Tosis asked, so why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira in Yerushalayim if everybody's there to eat Korban Pesach? So Tosis gives, different answers are suggested. So Tosis gives one answer. He lived in the Tzivan, and the Tzivan is Chutz Lortz, and the obligation to eat Korban Pesach is only a Chayvus HaTzibur, and the people who live in Eretz Yisrael. Whoever lives in Chutz Lortz is not Mechuyev to participate in Korban Pesach. So on the side of the Tosfos, on the margin, printed sideways, it says, look in the Mishlei Melech, and he says that Tosfos doesn't make any sense at all. There is no such thing that whoever lives in Chutz Lortz is not Chayv. The Gemara has a din, whoever lives in Chutz Lortz is not Mechuyev to be Oyel LaRegel. But it doesn't say you're not Mechuyev, that's on Shavuos and Sukkot, it's not Mechuyev to be Oyel LaRegel. But there is no source that says that whoever lives in Chutz Lortz is not Mechuyev to eat Korban Pesach. So that's what the later Achrayim point out, way after the Mishlei Melech, they point out there is such a source in Yerushalmi that since Korban Pesach is called a Korban Tzibur, Korban Pesach is not purchased with Machzah Shekel money. Each Yochid pays his own money. So in that sense, it's a Korban Yochid. It's a Korban Yochid Shizmanu Kavua. So it's Derech HaShabbos. Derech HaShabbos, Derech HaTumah, because the din of being Derech HaShabbos, Derech HaTumah doesn't really depend on Korban Yochid versus Korban Tzibur. We say Tumah is Mutah B'Tzibur. It's really a misnomer. The Mishnah says in Tmura, it's really a misnomer. Rav Meir says in the Mishnah, it doesn't depend on Korban Yochid versus Korban Tzibur. It depends on Korban Shizmanu Kavua versus Korban Shein Zmanu Kavua. 99% of the Korbanos Tzibur are Zmanim Kavua. And 90% of the Korbanos Yochid are Ein Zmanim Kavua. But it doesn't really depend on Yochid versus Tzibur. It depends on Zmanim Kavua. So Korban Pesach is really a Korban Yochid, but it's Derech HaShabbos and Derech HaTumah. Because it's Zmanu Kavua. But the Gemara calls it a Korban Tzibur. Because everybody brings it at the same time. And Tosfos says it has certain dinim as if it were a Korban Tzibur, even though it's not, because it's not paid for by Machzah Shekel money. It has certain dinim like a Korban Tzibur. So that's what some want to say. Some later Achronim want to say. Since the Ikat Tzibur are the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, so all the Jews live in Chutz Lortz are not Mechuyev. So if you say they're not Mechuyev in Korban Pesach, then who are they not? It could be they're not Mechuyev to chip in for the Machzah Shekel as well. Okay. So then it's not a taina. So then it's not a taina. We said much less than 50% of the Jews are going to chip in for the Machzah Shekel, so how is it good? No, in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, all the Jews lived in Eretz were Orthodox. They weren't Reformed Jews then. So the Jews in Eretz are going to participate in the collection. The Jews in Chutz Lortz not Mechuyev to give. That could be. What about today? The majority of the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are Orthodox. I don't think so. I think the majority will not give Machzah Shekel. They couldn't care less for Korban HaTzibur.
If we assume that only the Jews of Eretz Yisrael, why are they paying so much?
Because you have to bring so many behemoths. Every day you have to bring Tamidim and Musafim. It's going to cost so much money. You have to calculate how much it's going to cost. They're not giving money for the others. They're not giving money for the others. They're giving money for the purpose. The Bezna has to establish every year How many people do we think are going to give the money on time? And how many animals are we going to need? And how many months are there, 12 or 13 months? And what's the cost going to be? So every year they have to establish how much you have to give for the Machzah Shekel. Yeah. So the Bahag says like that. That's really what it says in the Gemara. Here in the bottom of Chav Tes Amar Aleph. The Gemara quotes a brisa, four lines from the bottom. Tovel is gevurz kishamim b'tchias hames. He's supposed to gevurz kishamim is atagibul elam Hashem mashavurach merid agesh. It's one of the descriptions of the gevurz Hashem mashavurach. In Baruch Aleinu, that's she'elo. That's called the same talmud of Baruch. You request of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you should give the rain. That's a bakosha. Bakosha sarachim. But mashavurach merid ageshem is not a bakosha. It's to Ori Hashem. You're describing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why there's a difference. It says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say, when do you start saying Mashavuach Merit HaGeshem? So the different opinions in the first few dafim in Maseches Tainis and the common practices we follow, the Tana, then on Shmini Atzeres. You bench Geshem on Shmini Atzeres. There's one opinion in the Gemara, Dan Chutzlor, it's you bench Geshem on Shmini Atzeres by Musaf. So in Shachris you say Yimorid Ato, or you don't say anything. In Musaf you bench Geshem, you say Mashavuach Merid HaGeshem. Mincha you already said Mashavuach. Then Leil Sheni of Simchas Torah is Sveka Diyomah. So we treat it as if it's Leil Shmini Atzeres. So you go back and you say Morid Atal. In Shachris you say Morid Atal. Then Musaf you bench Geshem again. And then from that time on you say, we don't pass like that. We pass once you said Mashavuach. So even Mayriv of the second night Yontav in Shachris of the second Yontav is also, he already said Mashavuach and that's it. Yeah. Once you said Mashavuach, you stay like that. That's the Gemara has that statement, but again, to 2 days Yontav. Some people apply it now. If someone is in Eretz Yisrael and they start saying, V'sein Talamotor on Zayin Cheshvin, in America we only start saying V'sein Talamotor on December 4th or December 5th. So they say that once you start saying Talamata, so you don't stop. That's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about Yantav Shenish or Golias. The Gemara has a wild idea. The first Amor had a wild idea that on the night Mayriv of Simchas Torah, it's a Sveka Diyamah, so you go back and you leave out Mashiv Horuach. And Shachas you leave out, and the Musaf you bench Geshen twice. The Gemara says, you don't do that. Once you said Mashiv Horuach, so you remain like that. But the Gemara never said that once you say Saint Talamata, you stay like that. Maybe if you go to a different country, you come in America, and in America we don't need rain until December 4th. That's another question. Is that true? We don't need rain until December 4th. We don't have any dry season. That's a difference. So the Torah quotes the Rosh, his father, the Rosh, that he doesn't understand. He lived in Germany, and there is no dry season. Near the Mediterranean. There's a season of the year where it just never rains. And Eretz Yisrael, if you go in the summertime, you don't need a raincoat, you don't need an umbrella, it just never rains. If it rains for 2 minutes and it stops. So you don't need a raincoat for 2 minutes. But if you live in America, they have records for the last 150 years or whatever, every day of the year, how much rain came down. They have a highest amount, the lowest amount. No rain, yeah, rain. There is no dry season in America. So that was the Rosh's tiny. He doesn't understand why we don't say the Saint Talamata all year long, why we only say in the winter after December 4th. So he argued with the other Chachamim, and he was outvoted. So it remained like that. But we don't understand that. So people apply this, just like the Gemara says, once you started saying Mashavuach, you stay like that. From the Yontav Rishon, the Yontav Sheni, so they applied to the same Talamot. It's not really the same. So anyway, Shulchan Aruch says like this, let's say, when do we bench Geshem? On Musaf, on Shmini Atzeres. So let's say someone lives in a little village, there's only one minyan in Shul. There's no Hashkama minyan. Then Mishnah Berurah recommends you shouldn't have two minyanim in the shul on Shmini Atzeres, because once they're going to bench Geshem by the first minyan, so it could be that the second minyan should already say Mashavuach Merid HaGeshem, even to Shachris, because they already bench Geshem by the first minyan. So he's Mesupik. So he recommends whenever you switch from Mashavuach Merid HaGeshem to Merid Atal, to say Mashavuach, You shouldn't have two minyanim in the shul. Okay, a lot of shuls don't follow that. They do have. So let's say a person, he lives in a community, there's only one shul, there's only one minyan, and he doesn't feel well. He has to daven at home. He's davening, he's in the hospital, at home, whatever, he's going to daven bichidus. So can he say, Mashiach Mar Hageshem? He doesn't have a tzibur. Can he say, Mashiach Mar Hageshem, when he davens musaf? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, no, he can't change the nusach until the tzibur says Mashiach. If there was an early minyan somewhere in town, okay. So one of the minyanim in town, they said Mashiach. It doesn't help that in London, they already said Mashiach. In Eretz Yisrael, they already said Mashiach. In his city, did any shul in his city say Mashiach? So what about the Saint Talamatar on December 4th? Let's say there's only one minyan in town, and the minyan in town is 8 o'clock at night, whatever, and he can't go to the minyan. He has to daven ma'ariv early. So most of the poskim assume that the Saint Talamati is, say, the night of December 4th, December 5th, whatever it happens to be, even if you're not davening with the tzibur. Why is there a discrepancy between Saint Talamati and Mashiach Baruch? So I'm Soloveitchik explained, because Saint Talamati is Bakosha Sarach. He asks the Baruch Shalom to take care of our needs. We need rain. So if you need rain, so say the Saint Talamati. Mashiach Baruch Mar Hageshem, you're describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence. He does this, he does that, he does the other thing. He's Machal Kachayim B'chesed, he's Machayim Mesim B'rachim Rabim, he's Mashiach Baruch, he's Samech Noifim, he's Reif Echelim, he does so many different things. So you're describing the Rabbanu Shel Olam one way, then all of a sudden you give a different description, he's Mashiach Baruch. It sounds like it's a different God. It's a Chashash Avodah Zarah. So if you have the whole Tzibur together, we're not choshed that the Tzibur is worshipping Avodah Zarah. That just, you describe the Rabbanu Shel Olam according to the season of the year. You describe him the way the perception is. Like after the Churban Habayis, so the Nevim start saying Hagibah v'Hanoira. They stopped saying Hanoira, even though when Moshe Rabbeinu davened, he said Hanoira, because he saw Noira Oisav Shalva Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Rosh Hashanah was knocking down the enemies. But after the Churban Habayis Rishon, so the Nevim start saying Hanoira. Then Achek Nesak, why? Because it didn't correspond to their perception. They didn't Ayeh Noira Oisav. But then the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, where Hechzira Torah Liyoshin, they said, no, Hein Ayra Oisav, the Rabbanu Shel Olam allows the Ummah Shel Olam to sin and to torture the Jewish people, and the Rabbanu Shel Olam doesn't say anything, and he's going to take care of them in the end. So that's also called Hanar. So it does make sense to say Hanar. So to describe, you have to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu in accordance with the perception. How do we perceive him? When a tragedy occurs, you say Baruch Dayinu Emes. When a simcha occurs, you say Hatayv HaMeitiv. But the Gemara says you're supposed to have emunah. When you say Baruch Dayinu Emes, you're supposed to say it b'simcha. You're supposed to have emunah that kol ma'adavir achmanu l'tavavid. The nusach ha-bracha has to correspond to the perception. Perception is that it's a tragedy. You're supposed to have emunah that it's not a tragedy, that it's a wonderful thing. So in order to change, so that's what the Gemara says. In different seasons of the year, you describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu differently. When it's the rainy season, if you have a dry season, around the Mediterranean, you have a dry season where it doesn't rain at all. So you don't describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Mashiach Baruch Hu. It doesn't correspond to the perception. So if you want to change the Tohori Hashem, that you have to have the Rishus of the Tzibur to change it. So if the Yochid is davening Musaf on Shmini Atzeres before the Tzibur, you shouldn't change to say Mashiach Baruch Hu. But with Saint Talamata, that's not Tohori Hashem, that's Bakoshes Tarochim. So that, if it's December 4th, it's December 5th, that's the day you're supposed to ask for rain. So you say, we're saying Talamot, even if the Tzibur didn't say yet. So that's what the Braisa says, that there's a difference. If a person forgot to say, this Mashiv HaRuach in Tchias HaMesim, you don't say, let him rely on Shemea Tfilo. The din is Machzir Mos, he has to repeat it. If he got to say, we're saying Talamot, that's called She'ela. If he got to say, She'ela B'ruchas HaShanim, Machzir Moisoi, unless the Gemara says later, because he can say a Shema Tefila. He can't say Masha Baruch and Shema Tefila. Toisos on Amid Beis, on Chavtes and Beis quotes a Yerushalmi. There's such an interpretation in the Yerushalmi that one who forgot Masha Baruch and Hageshem can make it up in Shema Tefila. But the Pashto says that you can. Shema Tefila is for miscellaneous Bakoshes. But Masha Baruch is Tohari Hashem. It's a description the Shmona Esrei has to begin with Shevach and with Hoidoi in the middle is Bakosh Tzorach. So Masha Baruch is part of the Shevach, Tohari Hashem. So it doesn't help if you want to put it in Shemea Tfilum, even Atochan Atanu. Hanenu, what, how do you say in Havdalah? That's a bakosha. So that bakosha, you really could, if you forgot Atochan Atonu, maybe you can make that happen Shemei Tefillah. But the main purpose of Atochan Atonu is not so much for the bakosha. The main purpose is that he's saying Havdalah. That's his statement. He's saying Havdalah min Kodesh L'cho. So Havdalah min Kodesh L'cho is not Bakosha Serachma, so that doesn't belong in Shemei Tefillah. That's why most of Rishonim assume that one who forgot to say Atochan Atonu, the Brisa says over here, one who forgot Atochan Atonu, Eimach Zimna Shiach Le'emra, Alakos. You can say, okay, why don't they say Zimna Shiach Le'emra b'Shemei Tefillah? So most of the Rishonim say you can't make it up in Shemei Tefillah. There's a minority opinion that yes, but we really don't hold like that. Because the eker part of the Atochan Atonu is not so much Hocholen Aleinu Hayomem Habayim L'Kvaseinu L'Sholem and so on. The eker part is really the statement that it's that he's saying Havdalah. There's a that in recent years there's a whole dispute that that person's in the middle of Tefillah Balachash and he can add he's in the middle of Shema Koleinu before Kiatos Shemei Tefillah Samchizol Berachmim. He can add whatever bakoshes he has. So he's going to add, let's say the chazan is up to Kedusha. So he's going to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh before Kiatos Shemea. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is Shevach. So that doesn't belong in the middle of Kiatos Shemea. What about Yesh Mei Rabbe Mevarach? That's Bakosha. Yeah, but that's not our Bakosha. You're allowed to add Bakoshes. I need refuah. I'm not up to par. My sister is not well. My daughters are expecting babies. So yes, Kakadosh Baruch, everything should go well. My neighbor needs a refuah. I ask for human beings. Yesh Mei Rabbe Mevarach, that's not really our tzor. That's the Rabban Shlom's tzor. So that, most of the poskim assume that you cannot add Yesh Mei Rabbe Mevarach, even though it's a bakosha, you cannot add that before Kiatos Shemea. In the middle of Shema Kaleini, you say personal tzorachim. Bakosha tzorachim of human beings, what we need. Not the religious tzorach that the Rabban Shlom needs. If I need a tzorach, I want to have hatzlocha and learning, okay, so that's my personal bakosha. I want the Rabban Shlom should please help me give me some more Yirah Shamayim, okay. So yes, Zayn B'li Beinu Lohoven Yirah Shamecha, okay, that you can ask for. But to ask Yehesh Mei Rabbah, that doesn't fit in. So the Gemara says about Machzirimo, so where did the Baha get this Einfa? Yeah, this Tesis on Chav Testament base, the Mamasra To'o. So they start off Halach is Gedol, this Pasak, they quote the Psak from the Bahag. He got it from this Gemara, two lines from the bottom. Loi Kasha, Hobe Yochid, Hobe Tzibur. That what Betzibur, if you forgot, whatever you forgot, in the Tefillah Balachash, the Chazan is going to repeat the Shemana Esrei. So you can be Yotzi with the Chazara Sashatz. So that's what the Bahag says, one who forgot. Yalavi Yavoi, Amr Shchodesh, Shachris of a Minchen, you have to repeat the Shemana Esrei. So listen to the Chazor Sashatz and you'll be out. That's what the Gemara says. Hobi Yochid, Hobi Tzibur. The Gemara never backs out from that. The Gemara says on the last line, Now, Idi Vidi Bi Yochid, Veloi Kash, Odi Yitka Kodim Shemea Tfilo, Odi Yitka Lacha Shemea Tfilo. If you didn't remember until after Shemea Tfilo, then you have to be Chozer. But if you remembered before Shemea Tfilo, then you say Shemea Tfilo. If you didn't remember at all, then you rely on the Chazaras Hashatz. That answer, Hobi Yochid, Habit Tzibur, the second line from the bottom remains. And that's also true. Odiyat Gekorim Shemea Tefillah, then say the same Talamater in Shemea Tefillah. What if he didn't remember till after he finished Shemea Tefillah? So you have to go back. Go back to what? Go back to Baruch Aleinu, or you go back to Shemea Tefillah? So Tesis on the top of Amud Beis, Tesis says the top line. Since if it would have been itker kodem shemei tefillah, you would remember before you say shemei tefillah. So as I was saying, talamotar in shemei tefillah. So even though you remembered in the middle of sim shalom, you don't have to go back to baruch aleinu. Just since b'di'evit, if you say the same talamotar lebracha in shemei tefillah, you'd be yotzei. So why should you repeat so many brachos? So just go back to Shomer Tefillah. I don't think we pass on like that. Teisav v'chei mashma b'Yerushalmi. But I don't think we pass on like that. We assume that's b'diyeved. If you remember that you, if you realize that you left out the Saint Talamater, and you didn't yet say the bracha Shomer Tefillah, so say in the middle of Shomer Tefillah, Hodiyitker Basar, Hodiyitker Koydim Shomer, Hodiyitker Basar Shomer Tefillah. But if he remembers after he finished the whole Shemat Tefillah, he needs to go back, then you have to go back to the correct tikkun. You have to go back all the way back to Baruch HaLeidim. So the Rishonim give a mashal to substantiate this. So they give a mashal, let's say a fellow is selling the fruits and vegetable stores. He's selling potatoes. So I buy 10 pounds of potatoes, and 6 pounds of the 10 pounds of potatoes are rotten. So I get my money back. That's ridiculous. If I have 35 potatoes, one potato is rotten, it's self-understood that one potato is going to be rotten. We allow a certain amount. So let's say I bought 35, I bought the chavez, 10 pounds of potatoes, I don't know, let's say 35 potatoes, and 6 of them are rotten. So if one would be rotten, that they would pass. I can't ask for my money back, it's understood. But 6 are rotten, so does he have to give me back 6 good potatoes? Or do you say, no, 1 rotten potato he's allowed to give me, so he only has to replace 5. So that's a Mishnah thing, a Mishnah Gemara and Baba Basra, that you have to, once you have to give back, so he has to take back all the rotten potatoes. You have to be misak and everything. So the Rishonim say, similarly over here, if you forgot to say the Saint Talamot and Baruch Aleinu, and you realize it before Shmak Aleinu, all right. So it's like 1 rotten potato will accept. The Baruch of Baruch Aleinu wasn't really 100% beseder. You should have said the Saint Talamot there. But if you said it in Shema Tefillah, b'diavad, it's good. But you already didn't say it in Shema Tefillah. Then you're going to have to go correct it. So then you have to go correct all the way back. You have to go all the way back to Baruch Aleinu. That's the mashal that the Rishonim give. Okay. You can say they did without the mashal. The mashal is a little stretched. But I think that's how we pass them. I don't think we pass them like it says in Tosfos. We saw the Gemara yesterday. Rabbi Chaim Volozhin gave the background. The Gemara says in Megillah, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah was a body that consisted of 120 Chachamim and Bohem Kama Nevim, amongst them several Nevim, and they composed the Nusach HaTfilah, and we still use that Nusach HaTfilah 2,500 years later. They lived in the beginning of Bayi Sheni period, and they composed different Tfilahs. They found in Tanakh a precedent that it makes sense to have a Tfilah with 18 units, with 19 units, with 7 units, with 9 units, with 24 units. There's no precedent to have a Tfilah with 8 units. No such Tfilah. Yeah, so that's Beishamai hold that Yantav Shacholias B'Shabbos to say 2 brachas on Tzoyis, 1 B'Kadesh on Shabbos, 1 B'Kadesh Yisov HaZmanim. We don't pass like that. We pass and you combine together, because there's no precedent to have. So the Gemara says that there used to be 18 brachas. Then the Gemara says on the bottom of Chav Ches Amid Beit, there used to be 18 brachas, but now we have 19 brachas. So what's the 19th bracha? The Gemara says, oh, that's V'la Malshinim. On the last line on the daf, so Rabbi Gamliel asks, you have a great tzorach, we have to be mispavel v'lam al shinim against the Jewish apikursim, against the v'lam al shinim. So Amad Shmuel HaKotan v'tikna. So Shmuel HaKotan composed it. The Darshanim say, why Shmuel HaKotan? Because he's the one in Pirkei Avos, he's the one that says, ben fola yichva al tismach. That's a posuk in Mishlei. But it was, so what do you mean, Shmuel HaKotan HaYoymer? He was Rogel Oymer. He was very fond of that pasuk. So they wanted someone who's going to compose the Baruch of Olam HaShinim who didn't have personal benefit, personal glee, personal joy from the fact. If he's a Bar Plukta of the Apikursim, of course he's going to be happy that they're going to die. So he's going to compose a Baruch. So they wanted all the brachas to be composed l'shem shamayim. So they took Shmuel HaKotan, he was the one who was fit for the job, and he composed the nusach HaBracha. he composed Olam Hashem. So the Gemara says there used to be 18 brachas, and then the 19th bracha that was added Olam Hashem. The Gemara says, but you have to have a Mokker in Tanakh that you can have a tefillah with 19 units. The Gemara touches up where's the Mokker for the 19th one. So that's what it says in the Gemara here. And then there's a Tosfos Rid in the end of Tainus. He has a whole different version. He says that there used to be 18 brachas with Olam Hashem. There were 18 brachas. Why do we still call it the Shemana Esrei? Shmuel HaKotam was a long time ago. We should have changed the lashon. We should. It was in the days of the Tanoim. We should call it the Tesha Esrei. So he says there used to be. He claims there used to be 17 brachas. Then they composed Olam Hashem. It was 18 brachas. Where is this? It's all against the Gemara. What he says. There were 18 brachas, and then. The Tosefta says, and the Yerushalmi says, if you want, there are two themes in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the capital of Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim is the makam of the Beis HaMikdash as well. So if you want, you can combine both themes of one bracha, Yerushalayim Mircha Berachmim Toshuv. What do you say there in the Shemana Esrei? And there's the government man. Chizid David Abdach and the Heir of the Selcha Tochin. So you put both in. You put both rebuilding a Beis HaMikdosh and reestablishing Malchus Beis David in one bracha. And if you want, you can divide them into two brachas. So there were many, for many, many generations, many communities only said 18 brachas with Olam Hashem. There are only 18 brachas because they combine both together. That's why he points out that the piyut, the kreibitz for Purim, Shulchanach, they call it the Kreibitz. Kreibitz is a Rosh Tevis called Rinu Yishuv Beholei Tzadikim. That's what their Amos says. So the piyutim that you have for Purim have a piyut added for each brach except for Esemach Tovid Avdach HaMeheir HaSatzmiach. Why is that? Because the piyutim were composed in a community where they never said Esemach Tovid Avdach. They combined together Yerushalayim Mircha Berach Matosh with Esemach Tovid Avdach. These are the two aspects of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Tosefta and Yerushalmi quotes the Tosefta. They say, you have an option. If you want, you can separate the two themes into two different brochas. If you want, you can combine the two into one brocha. By us, it's a pella. We combine both in the Yerushalayim Mircha, then we say a separate brocha again. So that's it. We say Yerushalayim Mircha, Chis David Abducha, Meir Lesocha Tochin. Then you say again, it's Temach David Abducha. Temach David Abducha is a brocha for the coming of Mashiach. So that's included already in Chis David Abducha, Meir Lesocha Tochin. So what do you say? So that is a problem. It's not insurmountable, but that is a problem. Because the Yerushalmi sounds like, if you want to separate them into two different brachas, so you leave out that line. And you leave it out. So that's the Tosfos Rid. This whole fantastic Tosfos Rid is against the Bavli. It doesn't have any Yerushalmi that contradicts it. This is his suggestion. So what does he do with this Gemara? I don't know. They don't have any Tosfos Rid on brachas. I just have on the other Masechtas, in the end of Tainus he has this. So that is a problematic Tosfos Rid. Yeah, Tosfos on the base, and the long Tosfos, on Daf Chav Tes on the base, Tosfos says, they quote the Gemara in the beginning of Tainus, then Tal in Ruchos, Lachiba Chachamim Lahaskim. The Chachamim didn't require of us that we should say Morid HaTol or Mashiv HaRuach. They required of us you have to say Morid HaGeshem. But if you don't have to mention, in the summertime, you don't have to say Morid HaTol. You don't have to say Mashiv HaRuach either. Yeah, so bottom line, Minik Svar, Nusach Svar, they say, Mashiach Merid Atal in the summer. And the Minik Ashkenaz, you don't say. What if a person in Minik Ashkenaz wants to say, Mashiach Merid Atal? Rav Moshe has a truva, he says, it's Mishana the Minik. It's surprising. That's called Mishana the Minik. It says Beferish and Nigmar. It's optional. The Gemara says it's optional. So why do you say it's Mishana the Minik? The Minik is that we have already decided that we're not going to say it. But the Gemara says it's a Rishus. No, no, it's not so push it.
You do gain by saying that all year, because if you have it, that works if you forget much.
Right, that's what Tosfos writes, that you gain. the last four lines in the test. L'kach yesh ben yodim sh'amim kol ha'shana kol shor morid ha'tol. So in case in the winter they'll forget to say Masharach Merah Geshem, but yevid they'll be yotze. That's what they quote from the Yerushalmi. That if you say in the winter time when you're supposed to say Masharach Merah Geshem, you forgot and you said morid ha'tol, you didn't say Masharach, so ruach l'achiv ha'chamim l'haskir. And even though you're mechuyev to say Morid HaGeshem, but b'di'evad, if you said Morid HaTal, b'di'evad yiyotze. So that's what Tosfos says. There are people who say all year long Morid HaTal, because they gain, in case they'll forget to say Mashiach Morid HaGeshem. In the winter, they'll be yiyotze b'di'evad. What about in Baruch Aleinu, when it comes December 4th, and you have to start saying Talamata Levrach Al Pnei HaAdam, instead of saying Talamata, he got used to saying the same Tal in the summertime. We don't say that. We say the same Baruch Al Pnei HaAdam. What if he got used to the summertime? They say the same Tal Levrach Al Pnei HaAdama, and then in the winter after December 4th, he forgot to say Saint Talamot. He says the same Tal. So Tosfos in the first Perek in Tainis, also on an Amid base, Tosfos quotes Amashmos when the Rishami that would also be good b'di'evad, and that we don't accept. We distinguish between Mashav HaRuach is Ta'ori Hashem. So if he said Tal, so b'di'evad yoytze, even though you didn't say Motar. But if you instead of saying Talamata, the Bakasha Sarach, you have to say what you need. You need Geshem. It's not enough that you need Tal. You need the Geshem. So that if you said the same Tal, the Baracha B'di'evad, you wouldn't be Yotz. Then the Gemara says that before a person goes on a trip, he should offer a tefillos haderech. What's the text? The Gemara has the last five lines. Yotzem lufnecha Hashem lokai. Then I have Omer Abai on the last line. Liyolam shatei finish napshi b'hadi tzibur. Instead of saying the nusach that they quoted before, Yotzem lufnecha Hashem lokai, shutali cheni v'satzi deini v'sis mecheni v'satzi leini, you should say everything in the plural. The Shatei finish Napshei Behadi Tzibur. So that's what we follow that opinion. Yeah, then the Gemara says, Ad Kamo, here on the fifth line from the top of Lam Lam and Alfe, Ad Kamo. What does it mean, Ad Kamo? So the Gemara says, Ad Parsa. A Parsa is 4 mil. What do you mean, Ad Kamo? So Rashi says, the second line from the top, Ad Kamo is Manal Hispalel. Ad parsa, but lo la'acha shalach parsa. If you already traveled 4 mil, then it's too late, and you can't say tefillas haderech. Means that you're not nervous. If you're nervous about the trip, the whole idea of tefillas haderech is that's a Rambam. So you can explain it's a tefillah b'yeis tzora. Rambam holds that tefillah is always the rabbanon, tefillah is not the reis unless it's mamish and eis tzora. So the Gemara has a lashon kol adrachim mecheska sakana. When you're going on a highway, it's always a shtikl sakana. What is this, shtikl sakana, 50-50 sakana? Half of the people that travel on highways get into accidents, much less. The airplanes and the cars, much less than 50%. So what's the din if something is way less, nowhere near 50-50? So then the Gemara says that, Shemir Psoi Mashen, the Gemara says for the people, that's what many poskim say, la halacha, that the Rabbi Chaim Moshe has chuvas like that, he quotes all the achrayim, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said like that. If it's way less than 50-50, then it depends whether people are nervous or not. And the Rav Moshe makes fun of this, but that's what all the classical poskim say like that. If the suffix sakon is nowhere near 50-50, then it depends on each individual person. If he personally is nervous, then it's called the suffix sakon. If he's not nervous, then it's not called the suffix sakon. So if a person already traveled the parson, it didn't say tefillas haderech. Obviously, he wasn't nervous. So what all of a sudden now became nervous after the first parsa? He's not nervous, so you don't have to say. That's the first sheet in Rashi. In the second sheet, the Bahag, the Halachas Gedolah, says, Ad Kama, Ad Parsa means, if the trip, the whole trip is going to be less than a parsa, then Kol Adrach Mecheska Sakon is only if the trip is going to be at least a parsa. The whole trip is less than a parsa, not. So that's the question. A parsa means distance, or parsa means time. So the Mishnah Brura assumes that parsa means a distance. So if you go on by car, a parsa is dalad milin, mil is alpay mama. You can go in 2 minutes, it'll be already a parsa. And Chacham Avadya paskins against the Mishnah Berurah. I don't know why. Maybe he quotes some Achrayim. I don't know. I didn't see why. He thinks that parsa is an amount of time. So mil, let's say shir mil, he assumes shir mil is 18 minutes. So 4 milin, 18 times 4, is 72 minutes. So if the whole trip is less than 72 minutes, so you don't say tefillas aderech. What is going there and coming back altogether is going to be 72 minutes. So then he says, okay, so then if you're going to go there and come back on the same day, then you say tefillas aderech. That's a trip of a parsa. He thinks that it depends on the amount of time that the trip takes. And the Mishnah Berurah says it depends on the distance. And others say, at parsa, a third shot at parsa, if you're holding by landing already, the trip is 5,000 miles. And you're within a parsa to your destination. So now you wake up, now you're going to say, Tfilas Aderech. 98% of the trip is over already. So if you're within a parsa of your final destination, then you don't say, Tfilas Aderech. But even though you didn't say in the first parasha, you should still say Tfilas Aderech. The Minkacha writes that he used to travel by train. So he said, the trains go so fast, you better say Tfilas Aderech quickly. Because if you're going to wait, if you're going to dilly-dally, you'll already be more than a parasha outside of the city, and you have to be Machmer Choshish for the first Pshat and Rashi. That after the first parasha, you lose your opportunity to say the Tfilas Aderech. Yeah, so we say you end off Baruch Atah Hashem Shamei Tefillah. Tosfos later has a comment on Mem Vav and Aleph. The Gemara quotes a brisa that every bracha has to be Kol HaBrachas Kulam Poschos BeBaruch VeChosmos BeBaruch. Three lines from the bottom. It's a brisa on Mem Vav and Aleph. 2.5 lines from the bottom. Kol HaBrachas Kulam Poschach Behem BeBaruch VeChosim Behem BeBaruch. So Tosfos raises the issue. What about Tfilas Aderech? Tfilas Aderech say Yiratzim Ulfanecha. You don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So how come isn't it a bracha? So the Gemara says if you have a bracha smucha lechavato, that's an exception to the rule. That's the second line from the bottom of Mem Vav Med Aleph. So the Rishonim quote the Maharam Rutenberg had that practice. That he would always say the Tfilas Aderech as a bracha smucha lechavato. So he would say Asher Yotzar, he would say Bar Nefoshes or something. I don't know, some people say Shehakol and they start eating and get candy, they swallow a little bit, and then they say the Tfilas Aderech. That's also called Smucha Lechavetah. They ate something in between the first bracha and the second bracha. I thought the practice was to say Bar Nefoshes, you say Alam Michya, you say Asher Yotzar, and then you say Shehakol, and then you're Mapsik. The whole thing is a Shvera Chumra. Bracha Smucha Lechavetah usually means Al Pi Pashtus, like in Nishman Esri, Kach Tikna Chachamim, it's all one long unit. Atigi B'Leolam Hashem is the second bracha, and Atakadosh is the third bracha, and Atachayin is the fourth bracha, and Hashemayin Abinu Sarasecha, Slach Long Abinu Kichatonu. Every bracha, Smucha Lechavato, that's the way it goes. But Tfilas Aderech doesn't always go after Asher Yotze, it happens in B'mikre, you said it Bar Nefoshes before. That's enough to make a smucha lechavato. That's the objection against the practice of the Maharam Rutenberg.
Would the Ha'avim know that to place where everyone knows is dangerous, that's less than a parsa away? Is it just that he's assuming that a parsa is not the best kasafana, but if it was, equally how many was?
Could be. Should be. Should be. Yeah. Should be. That's the Loshan Ha'imor. Kol HaDrach Meches Kasakon. That they say about Yankov Avinu, Pen, how does it say? Osam Baderach. So the Medrash has a lotion because Kol Adrach Mecheska Sakana, Masot Mekatrig Mishas HaSakana. Masot Mekatrig Mishas HaSakana. He wasn't afraid that an accident would happen. Accident can happen at home, and the same as happened in the highway. He was afraid. Kol Adrach Mecheska Sakana Vasot Mekatrig Mishas HaSakana. The Gemara says that Mechunim Ben Akana holds that you say Kom Lebi De Rabinei that if you're Chayiv Kores then it patas from Mama. So we don't pass like a Mechunim Ben Akana. The Gemara has a Machlokes Abaye V'Rava. What would Mechunim Ben Akana say whether Misa B'Dei Shamay patas from Mama? So we don't pass like the whole Mechunim Ben Akana. So the whole Shaila is irrelevant. So the Gemara quotes this pasuk. Pen Yukrenu Osan Baderach, and you learn that Osan, Osan, Mosan Yib, and Asat Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, So according to Ramchun Yemen Akane, even Misa B'dei Shamayim also patas. So the Nesiv points out, you see that the Gemara understood the Pshat and the Pasuk. Yankov Avinu was afraid the Sotan, maybe Binyamin is Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim for some Avera. And Penya Kareinu also a Sotan Mekatrik B'shas HaSakana. The Sotan will come to collect his life. And then Yehuda says, Onochi Erevenu, if the Sotan comes to collect his life, I'll tell the Sotan, take my life instead. A whole different shot. A whole different shot, the way the Chazal understood. The Nitziv has that in his commentary on the Shiltas. What time is it now? We got to run to David Mincha. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll then let it tomorrow. We'll try to continue. Tomorrow we should learn. Probably going to finish the parak. We'll start the next parak. Okay, there isn't so much left here.
I'll call myself for the same time. Say after after Baruch Hu, I forgot.
The same Talmudter?
Yeah.
Not really. You should really say in Shema Kalein.
You should say it there. It's going.